We are in Simen Shin Mem, and we are about to start Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sif Beis and the first half of Sif Gimel. Sif Beis, Osir Lachtoch Yabeles Migufo, Bein Biyad, Bein Bechli, Bein Lo, Bein La'acher. It is Osir to cut a wart off somebody's skin or someone's body, whether it is by hand, using a kli, whether it's yours or somebody else's. Says the Mishnah Brura, even if it is completely dried out and will fall off by itself, it's still also midarabanan. But if it's not dried out, then it's also midaraisa. Now, similarly, if someone has loose skin, pulling off that loose skin is also usur, whether by hand or by nails, or by teeth. In fact, if that's the normal way to go about it, it wouldn't even be considered a shinui. The Mishnah Brura mentions that the Taz learns that the malacha involved is the malacha of kotzer, oker davar migidulo. You're severing something from what makes it grow. The Mishnah Brura's maskan is that the name of the malacha we're dealing with is gozes. Siv Gimel. Hamochik dio shalaklaf. We are about to begin the malacha of kosev and mochik. So the Mechaber says, hamochik dio shalaklaf. What happens if you have a piece of parchment and ink spilt on it? You now get rid of that excess ink, of that ink that doesn't belong there, so you will now have a clean writing surface. O shaiva shala pinkas. They used to write on wax tabloids if you scrape the wax that fell there accidentally. Im yesh bimkomo kedei lichtov beis osius chayev. The halacha is that the chiev is for clearing out an area that you can write two letters on. Certainly, if you have two letters and you're scraping them out so you can write two letters in their place, that's certainly a daraisa. This is true of paper or any other surface, even in a piece of wood. In the Mishkan, the ksiva was on the krushim so that they would label them to know what went where. Now, the Bach comes up with a chiddush here. The Bach says, what happens if some ink or some wax spills on letters? And you go and scrape off that wax, and now you can read the letters. He says that you're chayev because of mochik. This is considered mochik almanas lichtov, because your mechika is making it possible to read this letter, to read these letters. The Mishkan, the Shvus Yaakov argues with him. There's a big machlokas whom the halacha is like. The Mishnah Brura is choshish for the Bach, that it is aser. As a result of it, he says that the same goes if, say, you have a bencher and some food gets stuck in between two pages and dries. If that happens on top of letters, it is usur to separate the pages on Shabbos because of mechika, the letters may appear. Now, what happens if they're in the middle of laning and they realize that, say, a piece of wax has dripped on one of the letters and it is not legible? You cannot read the letter. The Mishnah Brura paskins that you don't take out another Sefer Torah. So here we have the question. If you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah, that means that we consider the letters that are there as still being there. So why then does the Mishnah Brura paskin like the Bach that you can't remove the wax on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Brura Lamaisa explains himself here in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and he says like this. There are two levels. If you have a Sefer Torah where wax spilled on the letter, the letters are there and they're whole. This is a Sefer Torah that is kosher. It is not missing a thing. The problem is that when you lane from this Sefer Torah, since the letters are covered with wax, you can't see them. So you are not laning mitoch haksav. So you're laning a Sefer Torah kosher, but you're laning bal peh from it. Therefore, the halach is you don't take out another Sefer Torah. You are allowed to lane those words bal peh, since the Sefer Torah you're laning from is kosher. Once you've laned those words bal peh, you can go on laning, because this is a Sefer Torah kosher after all. But let's say, ben gavra la gavra, you realize that there's a piece of wax in the middle of what you're about to lane. Put back this Sefer Torah and take out another one, so that you're not going to be laning bal peh. Why, if wax drips on it and then you scrape it off, are you chayev because of mochik? That's because even though the letters are there, the fact that they are not legible gives you a new isser of mechika that is allowing you to read what's under the wax. So it's a different kind of a mechika almanas lichtov. It's not a mechika almanas to make the letters, to make the Sefer Torah kosher where it was possible. What you're doing is you're doing a mechika to make something legible from a Sefer Torah. Now, what happens if some wet ink falls on a Sefer? You should not go and blot the ink, and certainly you shouldn't go and wash it off. In the Melacha of Ksiva, the halacha is you're only chayiv if you write a minimum of two osias. Otherwise, it's osir midaraisa, but you're not chayiv. What happens if you have a complete Sefer and it was missing one letter? If you write that one letter, you're chayiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, similarly, if you have a whole Sefer and it's got one mistake in it, when you get rid of one letter, that's enough of a shear to be chayiv for, because it is mashlim the Sefer. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that even though mochik is only chayiv if it's almanas lichtov, that only means that the mechika has to have a positive tachlis, not just getting rid of something unwanted. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what if the mechika is necessary? Example, you lend someone money, or someone lent you money, a shtar was written up, and that was paid back. So you go and you go ahead and you're mochik the shtar. Since the reason you're mochik is a positive one, and that is to render the shtar puzzle because you no longer owe him the money, then that is considered a mechika, which is a tikkun and not a kilkul, and you are chayiv, even though it was not amanas lichtov. Meaning amanas lichtov doesn't have to be taken literally. The ikur is that the mechika should accomplish something positive and not just get rid of something negative.